Washington comes to talk news now.
WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. D.C. police releasing one of the two men inside the pickup truck that mowed down two cops in a traffic aid in Adams Morgan Thursday night. 23-year-old Dwayne Taylor is not being charged. He was the passenger in the pickup. The driver, 22-year-old Brandon Figures Mormon from the Richmond area, is charged with assault with intent to kill and a weapons charge. The two cops are both still in the hospital, one in serious, the other in fair condition. Officials are still waiting on toxicology reports to see if anything was in Figures Mormon's system. Police will be making themselves known around DuPont Circle this weekend with all kinds of events associated with Capitol Pride set to take place. Ryan Boss is the executive director of Capitol Alliance. In addition to the parade this afternoon, he says,
there's a variety of other events that happen in the evening, including our block party, which is along the parade route. We have performances by Brian Justin Crum from America's Got Talent, as well as a performer, Azra.
At the same time, he says there's a bit of trepidation.
We don't know what this administration is going to do, and I think that has caused a lot of emotion in our community. A lot of fear, a lot of anger, and uncertainty.
The parade steps off at 4:30 this afternoon. More events are planned for tomorrow. The driver, who skipped out on his sentencing hearing in a crash that killed five people in Oxon Hill, has now finally been sentenced. Kenneth Kelly was nowhere to be found when he was supposed to be sentenced last month in Upper Marlboro in the crash in 2014 that killed three women and two kids. Kelly was brought back into custody a few days later. He had pleaded guilty to 28 charges in the case. He'll be spending the next 50 years in prison. As President Trump says he'd be happy to testify under oath, House and Senate investigators are now asking for more pieces of evidence, including former FBI Director James Comey's memos, along with tapes of their conversations, if they do in fact exist. One of the president's top advisors, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is also expected to meet with Senate Intelligence Committee staff, but it'll be happening behind closed doors.
This is something that, of course, will be fascinating. A number of issues, Jared Kushner having contacts with a Putin associate, close associate, the head of that state-owned bank, Russian bank.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler there. Reality Winner is staying in jail. The federal contractor pleaded not guilty to one charge of mishandling classified information, and she was denied bail. Prosecutors have previously claimed she tweeted that President Trump was, quote, an orange fascist.
Prosecutors also claim she could have additional materials because in a jailhouse phone call, she allegedly referred to documents, plural. Prosecutors say in recorded phone conversations, Reality Winner told her family of a courtroom strategy she had. Quote, I'm going to play the pretty, white, cute card. And prosecutors say she told her mother to tell the media she feared for her life. Quote, you've got to play that angle.
Correspondent Brian Todd there. Protests are underway in a number of cities across the U.S. organized by Act for America, saying human and constitutional rights are not recognized by Sharia law. In New York City, their protests point to the killing of police by Islamic terrorists. There are counter-protests planned, which could set the stage for some tense showdowns today. And just into the newsroom. Actor Adam West, you of course knew him as back in the 60s, has died. A representative says he passed away late last night in Los Angeles following a short battle with leukemia. The famous role ended up boxing him in. He had some trouble finding other acting jobs in the years since. West was 88. .1204 now, checking on traffic and weather. Here on WMAL, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Judy Kay is an update.
It's a bit slow out on the George Washington Parkway southbound between Memorial Drive out to 395. Also, still seeing a little bit of delays from that earlier accident on the outer loop of the Beltway past Georgia Avenue. And still got a stalled vehicle. The center and right lanes are blocked. This is going to be on 95 southbound at Route 123. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, getting into the upper 80s today, down to around 70 tonight. Heating up tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s and clear. And that summer feeling stays with us into next week. Mostly sunny on Monday, highs in the low to mid-90s. Tuesday, we're in the upper 90s with clear skies. Right now, 81 in Herndon, 82 in Bethesda. We're at 79 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its RAM is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
Hi, I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. And today, I have a special co-host, Mark Schlittman, one of our partners from Quincy, Illinois, filling in for Paul West. We can't legally make guarantees about anything in our business or profession, but I can pretty much guarantee you this. Somewhere along the way, you've adopted some beliefs or you've made assumptions or you've heard something about accumulating wealth, about your retirement, and you've probably gotten this information from a trusted friend, a relative. Oh my gosh, relatives, the holidays, or cocktail party, or just general hearsay, and you get all this information, and you act on some of it. But I'm here to tell you what I pretty much can guarantee a lot of what you're basing critical decisions on are completely wrong. Now, how can I say that? I've been in this profession for 35 years, and I'm very inquisitive. Matter of fact, on today's show, I'm going to talk about some great conversations. Over the last 3 days, I got to hike through the Zion National Park, and I am always having conversations. You're meeting new people, and I'm always doing informal surveys about things that people think and things that people do. And man, the assumptions are out there, the hearsays out there, the myths are out there. You know, for example, do you think your expenses are going to go up or going to go down in retirement? A question I love to ask. How much are you going to pay in taxes when you withdraw money from the IRA 401k? What assumptions have you made about claiming your Social Security benefits? What about health care? What about inflation, especially over 20 to 30 years down the road? And if you're in your 50s or 60s, right now is the time to get ahead of this. Being a pilot myself, when I start going across the country, if I'm just 1 degree off, just slightly off, and I go across the country, I'm nowhere close to where I want to be. But I can make a slight adjustment now and be right on track. And that's really what this is about today, is we're going to talk about the 7 toxic myths about investing for retirement. That 1 or 2 degrees off, it can be the difference between a great financial secure future and one that doesn't exist. And Mark, you know, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Ron.
You've been doing this for a long time, like I have. And these myths, we understand how people get them and how they rely on them, but also it's just devastating the kind of impact it can make when trying to secure their financial future.
Absolutely. You know, Ron, a lot of times I hear the myth that, you know, when I hit 65, 66 years old, you know what, now's the time I'm going to take my retirement and go to a CD or something safe, you know, safe for the next few years because now that we're in retirement mode. And of course, we want to educate our clients and educate people that you're going to need money, hopefully, when you're 70, 75, 85 years old. And it is very scary to have money at risk if you don't have a customized game plan. And by having a customized game plan, you know why you're in the market if you need to be in the market. There's a lot of people, as you know, Ron, that do not need to get a 5% return. They don't need to get an 8% return. Maybe they need a 2% return. So you really got to look at that family index number that we always talk about, Ron.
Yes.
You know, what is that family index number that we need to focus on? Because if you do need a 4 to 5% return to sustain your lifestyle and to be able to have enough money to accumulate over the next 20, 30, 40 years, why swing for the fences? Because we all want, as you know, Ron, we all want a 20%
return. Our needs and wants are a little different.
Yeah, completely
huh?
different. Yeah. You know, we want a 20% return, but if you focus on what you want, it may compromise very easily what you need. And that's what we need to find out.
No, I like where you're going. I mean, I think the reason, too, back on this, is people want to have a cushion. So it's not that they're greedy,
right?
But they're like, okay, if this is my number. And as we've talked about on Wealth from Wisdom, not only do we at the Carson Group and all of our partner firms around the country calculate the family index number, that's the only index that matters, but also what if you were to have things change immediately and you've got this finite amount of resources, what are the things that we can do? Let's talk about the one myth I hear all the time is, well, Ron, once I retire, my expenses are going to go down. And it just, my dad's a great example. My dad is more active today in his, you know, what, 77 years of age.
Right.
He's spending a ton more money than he did when he was 57 because he has more time. He loves to hunt. He loves great wine. You know, he's got grandkids that he likes to support. And so his expenditures are substantially higher today. Now, it's true, a lot of it's not critical spending, but we want you to have the kind of retirement you envision, not the one you have to settle for.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We had a couple in our office, and we were going through the scenarios. And what was really helpful, Ron, in doing a customized game plan with them about their future is, hey, let's look back in the future. Let's go back what it was like in your household 20 years ago. What was your expenses like 20 years ago, outside even the mortgage? Maybe the cars weren't paid off. And where were things 10 years ago? And so if things have been increasing in expenses over the last 20 years, that tells us a lot moving forward, and let alone healthcare. You know, what are we going to be doing with healthcare and those rising costs that we've got to contend with, and not to mention a long-term care stay, or that it's never that bus we see coming that hits
yes.
us.
Yes, no, that's well said.
And, you know, what is going to be that next thing in life that comes our way that, you know, we had no idea this was coming, and we needed to have a plan to have these unexpected expenses and plan for those. So, yeah, even, Ron, I would even make the argument that let's say expenses would stay the same for the next 15 to 20 years. We don't know what's going to be around the corner, those unexpected things that you've got to be a good steward of your wealth in order to be able to plan and save for those things.
So, yeah, expense creep and inflation is like high blood pressure. It's a silent killer. And over my career, I've seen people settle. They retire. By the time they come in, they're like, man, you know, we used to be able to not even have to think about money. We actually have the same amount of money coming in, and that's called inflation and expense creep. So there's two levers there that go up. So that's a biggie. So plan for the retirement or the kind of financial secure future that you want, not one you have to settle for. The other one that we hear a lot that I think people just assume Social Security is going to be long gone by the time they retire. And by the way, I'm going to put myself in that category, Mark. I used to believe that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Buffett is such a wise man. He said, you know, we have a lot of unfunded liabilities out there. And I was covering him back when I was the business editor for our local radio station. Matter of fact, a radio station that's actually airs on in Omaha, Nebraska, KFAB. And he said that we have the ability, you know, think of the United States as a balance sheet. You know, our debt to our ability to tax is we have a lot of dry powder. And so Social Security is going to be there. It's going to be different. It's going to be restructured. But, yeah, it's not going anywhere. Probably be more needs-based, but you really want to make sure that, you know, that you factor that into the game plan.
You know, I believe the number one reason that I get from clients on why they want to take Social Security at, let's say, 62 is probably the number one wrong reason to take it early, is because they don't think it's going to be there.
Yes.
And so why not take it now? And we did a scenario in our office, Ron, a couple months ago. People had called into the office from the show, and we did analyzed their Social Security, and they had every intention of filing the paperwork to take it at age 62. In doing a customized game plan, we realized that they don't need the money, but their well-intended friends said, hey, take it at 62. You may not be here. It may not be here. But you look at the numbers, and you look at longevity risk and where they're going to be, but look at the discounted amount you're taking at a younger age, being 62. So if you don't believe it's going to be here, or it's going to be different, because you get that a lot too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be less in the future. if they would decrease Social Security benefits by 10 or 20%, not saying they're going to, but in that example, then you've already taken a substantial discount at 62. Then you're putting yourself at risk for another potential discount. So I don't believe that's a good reason.
Yes.
And you look at the taxation, if they decide to go back, you know, we had a guy in our office last week, Ron, that he realized about 5 months after he retired, you know what, the honeymoon period's kind of over. You know, I've enjoyed being retired, but I feel like I need a little bit more of a purpose. So he chose to go back to work. And choosing to go back to work is different than having to go back to work.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so he is actually glad that he did not take Social Security.
Having the right and option, but not the obligation.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was just hiking Zion, and I was on one of these trails, and a young professional, she was 31 years old, and we're talking about saving for retirement. And she is like, you know, I really don't save anything for retirement because I'm just living life. I'm out here doing a week. She was actually by herself camping. That's one of the things I do wonder about with Social Security. I mean, we have so few people paying in. We have a lot less people. She's paying in Social Security, but people that aren't saving. And I think that's a recipe. You know, yeah, I want you to live now, but also you need to live for the future. And, you know, this brings us up to having an effective financial advisor. And do you have a financial advisor that's truly bringing value? And I would ask, you know, this Robin who I met is, are you working with anybody? Do you have anybody giving you at least a game plan to say this is not a good path? Think of the metaphor there. She's hiking down the path. So trust me on this. If you're hanging on to the wrong financial advisor, if they're not truly, truly creating value, not giving you peace of mind, it could cost you a lot and a lot more than you can realize in a lot different ways than you realize. So you owe it to yourself and your family to get a second opinion. Let us prove to you how we can make your money go further in retirement. We have a 5-step master plan. You were just talking about that, Mark. We'll address key components in this comprehensive retirement game plan or just financial wealth game plan, and it won't cost you anything. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your initial analysis at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Get a second opinion. Could only benefit one person, and that's you, 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to continue to set the record straight on the 7 most common myths that are toxic and could cause you not to have a great financial future. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host today, Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. And I have a special co-host today, Mark Schlittman, one of our partners from Quincy, Illinois, filling in for the famous Paul West. What beliefs or assumptions have you established about investing for your future? Do you think expenses will go up or down in retirement? How much are you going to pay in taxes when you withdraw that money from your IRA or 401k? And what assumptions have you made about claiming those Social Security benefits? You've heard us talk about it a lot. It's complicated. You need to know. And how long are you going to live? What's the future look like? I just recently saw a piece, because people are living a lot longer, we have even bigger unfunded liabilities in the future. You know, the time to get in front of these issues is right now. We're going to continue to talk about the 7 toxic myths for investing for retirement. And Mark, one of the big ones, and this is a biggie, is people have this idea that the stock market is a risky place to invest. Now, what's risky is not knowing what you're doing or guessing or having a financial advisor that is guessing, but the market itself, there's always opportunities out there. And, you know, a lot of the things that we talk to our clients about are market agnostic strategies. We don't necessarily have to have it go up, nor are we trying to capture all of it, but making sure that we have an appropriate risk budget is way more important than excluding the quote unquote the stock market for investing.
You know, it's interesting, Ron. That's a great point. And people that we visit with, very rarely do I ever have somebody that sits down with us and knows what they own in their portfolio or why they even own what they have inside their portfolio. So as you know, people, the stock market could be down. You could look at the indexes, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, but does that necessarily mean that your own portfolio is down? And what we do find that with the transparency that we provide, that when clients see the holdings they have in their positions in their portfolio, they're a little bit more comfortable because they're educated for once. And also they realize, hey, I know why we own this. I know why we're in this sector of the market. But, you know, when it comes to risk, Ron, you're exactly right. And I really correlate this very easily to how your mind and your stomach do not correlate at all. You know, when the markets go down, your mind's telling you that maybe I should be a buyer. Your stomach's telling you we should get out of this market. Very much like your daughter, her cookie company.
Yes.
Carson Treats, is it?
It's Carson Cookie Fix, so thanks for the shout-out.
Yeah.
Maddie has the best cookies in the world.
Yeah. No, when I had a box of Maddie's cookies at our last get-together, and I had one, and my mind said, that's it. But my stomach, one, I had four.
Yeah, that's right.
So very much we have great intentions in the market to be a buyer.
Yeah.
But your stomach's like, get out of this. It's fear. We don't know what you're doing, and we're going to get out. And so having a customized game plan that you know why you're in the market, and as you know, there's ways to manage risk. And
there are.
We find this out time and time again that it's not necessarily buying a product, but buying a security to help protect the downside risk of the market. Of course, we can't guarantee against all losses, but if we can help minimize the downward trend in the market, the upside will present itself in the future.
It always, you know, so Buffett, I love Buffett, by the way, if you can't tell. You know, not just because he's from Omaha, Nebraska, but I'd love him no matter where he's from. He could have been from Mars, for that matter. But,
yeah.
You know, he has so many great things that he says, and, gosh, they are so simple, but if you follow them, one is fear and greed. Be fearful when everybody else is greedy. Be greedy when everybody else is fearful. And like you said, a lot of times when you're eating that cookie, you know you're going to regret it later on, but you do it. You do it anyway. And the same thing is true with, you know, just making bad decisions. And investor behavior continues to be the biggest tax on investors, not expenses, not the stuff that they own. But investors tend to do the wrong thing at the wrong moment. That always has been their biggest risk, will continue to be their biggest risk. And another Buffettism I love, he said, our capital markets relocate wealth from the impatient to the patient, which is so true, from those that know what they're doing, from those that don't know what they're doing to those that know what they're doing. And I always like to throw my own in there because I've seen it in 35 years, from those that have a plan, take from those that don't have a plan because they're making bad decisions, which increase excess returns for others. I had lunch or dinner just recently, right before I went into the park in St. George, Utah, with a couple, and they weren't working with a financial advisor. They're actually friends of one of my friends who's a financial advisor. And I'm like, why don't you work with a financial advisor? And they said, well, because, you know, we want higher returns. We want this, we want that. And I said, well, how's that? I had no idea. I mean, how's that worked out for you? And they said, right now, great. I go, what do you mean right now? Well, we've gone broke twice.
Wow.
And I'm like, so you're swinging for the fences all the time. And, you know, you're getting up there in age or about my age. So young, but getting, you know, less years.
Not as young as
me. And what if you happen to swing for it and it's down? I said, take the safer, carve the heart out of the watermelon. And that's why I tell everybody out there, get the risk budget right. That'll align to investor behavior, which means that you won't panic because the downside is thought through before. And there's many strategies out there that are market agnostic. They don't care whether the market's going to go up or whether it's going to go down. So that's a biggie, embrace the market. Here's another one I hear all the time is interest rates are going to go back up. I'm just going to sit in cash until interest rates go back up. And I think you could be waiting an awful long time, and I would argue that you're getting zero right now. I mean, you can go out today, and you can set up a short-term bond ladder and get a 2% equivalent on a muni ladder that doesn't care really whether markets go up, rates go up or down, at least that's something substantially better than just sitting in cash. And I strongly recommend that. But here's some stats. Today, when you say interest rates have got to go back up, they don't, and they may not for a very long period of time. The 10-year German bond today is 0.298%. At one point, we actually had negative interest rates. There's trillions of dollars of sovereign debt today that still carry negative interest rate. Japan's 10-year is 0.037%. Almost nothing.
Wow.
And in December 25th, that's Christmas Day, by the way, of 1989, Japan raised interest rates 50 basis points. Think of that. It was the absolute high of their market. They raised interest rates 50 basis points to 4.25%. Seems like a pretty normal business cycle. What's that sound like a little bit, Mark? Maybe the U.S.?
Absolutely.
4.25%. 10-year at that time was 7.8%. Pretty normal interest rates like the U.S. And here we are today at 0.03, 28 years later, down 96% from its highs and no sign of going back up. So if you're sitting in cash waiting for rates to go back up, I think that's a fool's game. And let's come back to the market. When you look at, and you made a great point of this, look at the companies you can own. Let's call it, you know, within a well-diversified portfolio. And I'm not recommending these stocks, but as an example, a Merck, an Exxon, Johnson & Johnson, McDonald's, Starbucks. Look at every day what you do. We have 7.4 billion people in the world. Are they going to not eat one day because the market goes down? No, they're going to eat. And so things can fluctuate, but they're going to consume services no matter what happens. So think of the market in general as going up a flight of stairs while you're playing with a yo-yo. Yeah. That yo-yo by itself goes up and down, but generally speaking, the economy is going to grow. The economy has to grow. Not every year, but over time, because we have more people. That's why actually businesses, I would argue owning businesses, well-run businesses are, in my opinion, the safest place you could possibly invest funds.
And knowing what you own. Because having our...
That's exactly right.
Having our research team that's going through the financials of these companies to see, you know, where's their cash? Where are they getting their revenue from? Are they over-leveraged? You know, where are they at? Where is that next Blockbuster that we're concerned about that may not be around, or the next Kodak that may not be around? Those are the companies that we've got to make sure that you've got a company that's going to go through the next recession. It's going to come.
Yes.
We don't know when it's going to happen. And I don't believe anybody who's predicted it once ever got it right twice. So by
I love that. That's right.
So by looking at solid companies and earnings, and also going back to what's important about your money to you, and what do you need it to do for you today? Do you need yield? And as you know, we've got great strategies where we can actually provide yield into the clients for their enhance their income during retirement, but also having the long-term money. But even though it's long-term money, the old adage, like, you've got time in the market, but really, you got to pay attention to the downside risk. Where's that next headwind coming? It could be a lot of different things. And the state of our economy today looks nice, but what's going on overseas? You know, could we be experiencing another war, terrorist attack?
Yeah.
That's going to could wreak havoc on the markets that may not have much of a disastrous impact for a long period of time. But how are you going to react to that as an investor? If something happens in our economy, are you going to immediately pull out of the market and potentially lose? So having that customized game plan into making sure that you're managing risk. And I really don't care how old a person is. I've had clients that are in their 20s and 30s say, well, we got a lot of time in the market. But you know what? We don't want to lose money. It takes a lot of money, and it returns to get you back up to where you were.
Well, and actually, we'll continue this, Mark, when we come back. But having a team that can react to the opportunity says, I don't care what's going on in the world. If you have a good team that can look at it, and there's always cause and effect, and there's always opportunities being created. But before we even get to that, let's talk about saving for retirement. And if you've saved enough, good for you. But if it's not enough, what are you going to do? If you don't have a plan for Social Security, taxes, income, all the things that Mark and I are talking about today, it's a recipe for absolute disaster. we've put together this 5-point retirement master plan. It's complimentary, doesn't cost you a dime. You've got nothing to lose. We'd love to do this for every listener on the show. It's simple to order and to take a look at. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first callers to schedule your initial analysis at 888-419-8513. 888-419-8513. Let us help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement. 888-419-8513. Will Medicare cover most of your health care and medical expenses in retirement? It's a surprising answer. It's a lot less than you think. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Mark Schlipman, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. There appears to be some mixed signals coming from the Trump administration on Qatar. The Arab nation hosts a huge U.S. airbase important in the fight against ISIS.
After Rex Tillerson came out with a statement calling for calm, for resolving this conflict, and for easing the blockades on Qatar, we heard from President Trump yet again pointing the finger of blame at Qatar for funding terrorism.
It's correspondent Jemana Karacha. The country's leaders have denied supporting terrorist groups. British Prime Minister Theresa May's two chiefs of staff are resigning in the wake of the Conservative Party's disastrous election result. Some senior Tories have made their removal a condition for continuing to support May. She's vowed to remain Prime Minister despite the Conservatives losing their overall majority in Parliament. Maryland's highest court is ruling that licenses to grow medical marijuana can continue to be given out even while the legal challenges around the program go on. A company that didn't win a license to grow is accusing the state's Medical Cannabis Commission of ignoring a rule requiring it to consider an applicant's racial diversity. Medical marijuana was legalized in Maryland back in 2013, but the program has been plagued with problems ever since. At 12:32, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Jim Bartow.
No accidents to report on the Beltway Interloop. However, traffic moving very slowly around Old Georgetown Road. On the Beltway Outer Loop past Georgia Avenue, that accident has been cleared. On the Beltway Outer Loop at Braddock Road, we've got a multi-vehicle crash off on the shoulder. And on Route 50 westbound at Collington Road, watch out for a crash blocking the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, headed to the upper 80s today, down to around 70 tonight. Heating up tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s and clear. Right now, 78 in Dumfries, 82 in Damascus, 83 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
If online dating is turning you off, we'll turn you on to a smarter way of dating. Introducing It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Instead of spending hours and hours online, it made it fun for me because I didn't have to do the work. Professionals are doing the work for me.
It's Just Lunch guarantees you will go out on dates and will handle all the details.
It's Just Lunch made it tremendously easy to meet someone. They took care of the scheduling. They took care of everything. And we just had to show up.
They know what you're interested in. They know what you're looking for. And their matchmakers were fantastic.
It's exciting when somebody calls you and describes to you, hey, we really like you, meet this person. This is what they do. These are their interests. It's almost like a friend calling you and saying, hey, I have this perfect girl for you.
Whether it's just lunch or drinks after work, we're bringing a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host today, Mark Schlittman, one of our partners from Quincy, Illinois. We can legally make any guarantees about our business. We absolutely can't do it. That's the profession we're in. But there's one thing that I pretty much can guarantee is that you probably have some myths, and it could have a big negative impact on what you're doing for your wealth and decisions you're making for your retirement in the future. In my 35 years, I hear about these all the time. Assumptions that you're making about claiming your Social Security benefits, assumptions you're making about health care costs or expenses you may not have in the future, which aren't true, or generating retirement and income, and just what kind of tax implications you're going to have. And you've got to get in front of these issues right now. A little bit of adjustment, a little bit of knowledge right now can make the difference between a great retirement and financial future and not having one. And Mark, part of this too, and this is one of those myths that my spouse is always going to be there to take care of everything. This is a biggie, because if one spouse is primarily involved in everything and the other spouse doesn't understand what's going on, and that person becomes disabled, unable to give advice, die, then all of a sudden all these decisions are thrown, especially if they're a do-it-yourselfer. A, we recommend that you have a team. B, even if you have a spouse that's not interested in it, they need to be involved. So that's a big myth that, and maybe in the back of mind, you know they're not going to be there, but you'll deal with it when it's an issue. That's not the time to deal with the decision-making financial spouse not to be around.
Absolutely. I could not agree anymore, Ron. But it's so nice. If you have my wife, Tricia, I mean, she could care less about the investments and the finances, but being part of the conversation and getting the family unit around the table, communicating effectively the game plan, seeing it up on the screen, that you got your whole financial life in front of you and all the moving parts, that you are part of the plan, you're part of the planning process, you could see what's going on, that it's not a complete shock when the spouse passes away. It will be, but hopefully from a financial standpoint, that you know the plan's in place, you've seen it, it's been communicated to you, and knowing that that team's going to be there for you is critical. But I agree with you. I've had a lot of people come in, and the spouse does not care to know. But after talking about having that family meeting and really getting together to kind of see everything that's going on and what the decisions have been made, it's amazing how interested they do become.
Yeah.
By being involved and understanding. And it may be something as, well, why are we giving this money to this charity? Why don't we think about giving it to this charity? And having some input there really gets people involved in an area that they're focused on, they're comfortable with.
Well, and I think most people don't want to have none of us want to have a topic that we feel stupid in.
Right.
And that's not it. We make the complex simple.
Yeah.
How do we do that? Total transparency on all costs and fees, an effective game plan, and we talk and give advice in a common language. We make it simple. And so you want to be involved. You want to have a team that talks to you in ways that you understand. It's not just about understanding the data either. It's about getting to know people at another level and having confidence and trust that these are people, even without your spouse there, that you can make good decisions. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with a Ameriprise advisor 2 days ago. We were sitting on a bus going to one of these trailheads in Zion National Park, and she had been in the business for 15 years, and I said, what's your biggest challenge in our profession right now? And she said, well, that's easy. So many of my clients are taking out more money than they should. And I said, what are you doing about it? And she hem-hawed around a little bit and said, I'm embarrassed to tell you, nothing. I go, what do you mean nothing? She goes, I don't know how to tell them that they're taking out more money than they should be taking out. And I said, boy, you're better off having that conversation now than when they run out of money. Right?
Absolutely.
This is where financial advisors, hey, we want to be truth givers and truth receivers, right?
Absolutely.
That's the only way an effective game plan can work. So going back to the spouse, can you imagine if one spouse has taken out an unsustainable percentage of the portfolio. And then the other spouse, that spouse dies, and this other spouse all of a sudden continues to take that out because they absolutely know no different.
Right.
And yet you've got a financial advisor that's afraid to bring you to reality about what's going on. You can always cut and make some adjustments, especially if a return that is adequate to support that is out of your comfort zone. You're not going to stick with it, and that's going to be even a bigger disaster. So getting the spending right is really, really critical here.
And that's underneath normal circumstances. They're taking more than what they should. But can you imagine, Ron, the next downturn that we have in the market, or if you're in a bond mutual fund that goes south and there's a market event on top of you just spending too much money, that's a recipe for disaster, and that's something you definitely don't want to be in the middle of. But not having those quarterly meetings, those meetings every 6 months to look at the cash flow of the business. I mean, I look at every one of my clients and our clients as an individual business. You know, money in, money out, where's it positioned, where's our short-term money at? And I could not agree with you more. That would be a conversation I would not want to have, is that I should have told you something 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you too, if you're working with a financial advisor, maybe a great question first on your agenda is, are you giving me the bad news too? Am I overspending? And I've also seen where financial advisors have let people overspend so long that they continue to defend a bad position.
I agree.
A bad position.
Yeah.
They continue to say, no, you're going to be fine. Boy, you want to know, because you're going to be the person that's going to have the impact. You're going to be the person without retirement. Let's talk a little bit about taxes. Taxes are going to be lower in retirement. That's just not true. I mean, you know, you have some taxes that may be down, but a lot of times people are taking money. First of all, Social Security gets taxed.
Right.
And then you've got all these qualified plans where it is subject to ordinary income tax rates.
Yeah. And you look at people's IRA assets, 401k assets, and having that dialogue and that conversation with the client, letting them know, do you realize you have a silent partner in your 401k, in your IRA? That is the Uncle Sam will get a part of this at some point in time, and you could defer your IRAs until, as we know, age 70 and a half, and then you're required to take the required amount, then you're forced to.
Yes.
Really, without a game plan, you're just, by default, you're taking it at age 70 and a half. And what we commonly see is, you know, by doing a customized game plan, we can look at not only during your life the best time to take IRA assets and pay the income tax, because as you know, once you pay the tax, that money's gone.
It is.
It's not coming
forever.
Back in the market.
Yep.
It is gone. And not to make a decision that will cost you a lot of money down the road. Also, at death, you know, where are the assets going? And we had a gentleman in our office about 2 years ago, and majority of the IRA assets were going to the children.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the tax-favorable investments, stocks, real estate, and some life insurance was going to a charity. Well, obviously, the charity doesn't pay any income tax. By maneuvering things around, it made a lot more sense to let the charity have the IRA at death. The children get more and pay less tax. So taxes is something we love to focus on because it's a true cancer in the portfolio.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And by the way, if you're out there considering or getting a divorce, be careful with the taxes. Recently had someone come in and they were like, can you give me a second opinion on the division of assets here? And true. I tell you what, the advice that the other person, the female, was getting was awful because they were technically splitting millions of dollars. They had given her all the stuff that had a lot of taxes embedded to it, and they were keeping like high cost basis stocks, ownership in the business, and that's just not equitable. Boy, so not only for retirement, but if you're going or thinking about going through divorce, you've got to get that right.
There's more to the dollar than just the dollar.
There's a lot more than a dollar. Think about, here's another place, there's a lot more dollar to the dollar, and that's claiming your benefits with Social Security. There's so many doggone rules, regulations, red tape, and there are literally thousands of different combinations of how you could claim these benefits. And that's why, Mark, you and I, we continue to see it all the time, $10 billion go unclaimed every single year. This is your money, by the way. It's just because you had bad advice that you're not getting all of it. If you make one simple mistake and you don't claim your benefits in the precise right time, the right way, or you don't catch a mistake, you only have so much time you can go back, you're going to leave a lot of lucrative benefits on the table that you could be eligible for, cost you a lot of money. We have put together this customized Social Security analysis. It's quick, it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime, and it could potentially save you a fortune. If you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first callers to get your complimentary customized Social Security analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Don't be cheated on thousands of dollars in lifetime benefits. Call 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to continue to talk about the most toxic myths for accumulating wealth in retirement. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
As temperatures continue to soar, make sure a child is never forgotten in a hot car. Download the Cars for Kids safety app today at carsforkids.org/safety app.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Mark Schlittman, one of our partners from Quincy, Illinois, filling in today for Paul West. Chances are you've made many assumptions about investing for the future or for retirement. And some of these assumptions may be completely harmless. They're tiny. But others, seemingly tiny, could turn into an absolute financial disaster. I've seen it during my 35-year career. And we want you to be out ahead of this stuff. And it's around withdrawing money from IRAs and 401ks, claiming your Social Security benefits, paying taxes, all the toxic things that we're talking about today where you assume expenses are going to be lower, they're not. You're assuming Social Security is going to be enough and it's not, that your spouse is going to be there to help and they're not, may not. I may pay lower taxes. That's probably not true. The interest rates are going to go back up. May not be true, probably not true, in my opinion, or the stock market's way too risky. Also, many of these things, bad decisions get made in the short run. And Mark, this is where we talk too about getting a second opinion. And really, what are table stakes? First of all, your advisor should be a fiduciary required by law to put your interests ahead of their own. And at a minimum, they should have at least an attorney, a CPA, a financial planner, an insurance expert, and a CFP, and a CFA, someone to actually run the money. I had a conversation with an advisor about, you know, they were doing everything. They're the portfolio manager. They're the financial planner. They coordinate with outside people on taxes and legal issues. It's like, oh, my gosh, no one can do all of that stuff. So those are table stakes, making sure you've got an adequate team. And we talked earlier about being able to react to opportunities in the market. It takes a team like that to be able to do that.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's great that we have that team and also that we're able to work with the client's team as well. So if you've already got a team in place, CPA, accountant,
good point,
attorney, we work with them, but we like to work together. Great point on getting a second opinion. Had a gal come in the office. She was getting a second opinion a couple months ago. Took some money out from a divorce beginning of last year.
Was that qualified money?
Qualified money, $90,000 okay. of qualified money.
Did she use a quadro?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
By the way, just because this is important for divorce, if you're getting a divorce, you can split your retirement assets to a thing called a quadro, qualified domestic relations order.
Right.
It's important that you get that, and that allows you to split it, move it without any taxes.
Yeah. I think that went into play with a recommendation from our team up in Omaha, working with our attorney up there in CPA, is that we basically found out that she qualified to self-certify this as being basically an heir.
Okay.
She qualified by the IRS rules. I don't know a lot about the rules of the IRS laws, but I know that we have a team member that does. We were able to effectively communicate that to this client's CPA, thus saving her over $40,000 in taxes this year.
Wow.
$40,000.
Nice.
By getting a second opinion, which it's interesting, Ron, is that whenever you hear good news from your doctor,
yeah,
you never want to get a second opinion, do you?
No.
And why is that? Also, she felt like she was getting good advice.
Yeah.
And then she came in for the second opinion. She's like, wow, this would have been over a $40,000 mistake by not getting a second opinion. And she really had nothing ill to say about the prior investment team, but they sure missed that.
Well, and we have someone we just started working with. They sold their business, and they paid $2.1 million in taxes that they didn't know they were going to have to pay. And easily, there could have been at a minimum, half of that would have been eliminated through just effective tax planning through the year. And this is a team that had been in place. So often people get so busy, they think, well, the attorney's going to do that. Attorney thinks the CPA is going to do that. Nobody ends up doing it because if you have a lot of people that are outside that have to be coordinated, you, the client, end up being the financial advisor that takes responsibility for coordinating or running air traffic control. I want to come back to the second opinion. I had lots of great information from this advisor. She was with Ameriprise, and she says, you know, and I had said, you know, what bothers you most? Well, clients taking too much money out. Then she said, you know, Ameriprise is really pushing hard on moving everybody into these managed accounts, which is it's managed accounts, charge an advisory fee on. And she said some advisors at Ameriprise are charging 2% asset management fees. And then she said on top of that, they're putting them into really expensive stuff. Expenses, she said, could run up to almost 3%, having a 5% headwind. Now, This is huge. When you think about that is massive under I'm going to call it, it's going to create underperformance. You just can't have, there is no product out there that's so good that you can overcome a 5% direct headwind.
Yeah, and it's always that fee you see, I believe, will typically be lower than the fee you don't see that's baked in the crust of these products. And one point real quick about a second opinion, and we're going through some product a client had bought many years ago, and he did not understand this annuity that he bought years ago. And I just made a simple point to him, and we both came to the same conclusion. Why did it take a 400-page document for him to invest in that product?
Yes.
And
that's good.
We looked at each other like, this is probably, not saying it's a red flag,
right?
But a little bit of a caution. Why does it take a 400-page disclaimer before you buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we spent a lot of time at Wealth From Wisdom talking about people not having enough money for retirement. Let me give you a great example where the opposite could be true. Is you could have way too much money, and you're saying, wait a minute, that makes no sense. And it does. I have seen people that, because they haven't done planning, they live like paupers. Mm-hmm. They do nothing with the money. They have way too much money. And then sometimes relatives end up inheriting it, and they waste it overnight when they struggled, skimped, and saved. And so that's the other reason. I say, what's the adequate amount to be able to do all the things that you want to do? Live your life by design, not by default. Get to the end of your life and say, I'm glad I did, not that I wish I had. And I was on a trip with my daughter. I've taken all my kids on one-on-one trips since they're four. We're going down the Grand Canyon. I wrote about this in Forbes. And I didn't know this till the end of the trip, but the gentleman's name was Jerry Abrams, and he's J.J. Abrams, the Star Wars producer's dad.
Yes.
And actually, Jerry had worked on a lot of, you know, really great producer. He said, Ron, I finally have enough. I've won the war. And I go, what do you mean by that, Jerry? He goes, I have so much that I believe that the government can't even do anything to me. And without even knowing his financial situation, I'll guarantee you he has gone without a lot of things he would have done because he made a lot of money, but he probably just saved everything so he'd have enough. So there has to be balance on both sides of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And we do. We get a ton of email questions here on Wealth From Wisdom, and we love it. We've been getting questions about optimizing Social Security benefits, which we talk about a lot. We've been getting questions about when someone should withdraw money from the IRA 401k. Can you be very specific? We'll answer every one of them. If you have questions on long-term care, estate planning, or just any general challenge, or just a comment about the show, we would love to hear from you as it relates to your money, investing, accumulating wealth. You can email me personally, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. I'll answer every single one of these. It doesn't cost you a dime. We're happy to help, or we'll point you in the right direction. The email address, again, is ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. Well, Mark, it's been great, you know, having you as a partner, being part of this movement, you know, being a consumer advocate. We talk about our MTP, our massive transformative purpose, is being the most trusted for financial advice. And it's just really great, you know, being part of what we're doing, the transparency we're bringing to the marketplace. Well, you've been listening to Wealth From Wisdom. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host,
Paul West.
Absolutely.
When I became an independent advisor
in 2004,
and we'll see you next week. I immediately looked at who are the top five best in the country, Ron Carson. And so I appreciate everything you've done, and this has been a great, great way to communicate our value proposition.
Mark, I love it, and we're only just we're starting the journey today.
Yeah.
And if you love what you see, it's going to get a lot better in the future. I'm Ron Carson. You've been listening to Wealth From Wisdom with my co-host, Mark Schlittman. We'll see you next week.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement right here on Wealth From Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth From Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year.
Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.